It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, Tom Ackerman, it may be over for the Cardinals, but at least they're showing some signs of life here this last
week. Yeah, I went to the ball game yesterday, and they were down 5-4 after a three-run homer, just an absolute dagger. And people started to, you know, head to the exits, I guess, and get the rest of their evening started. And the Cardinals had other ideas. They got after it yesterday. They were able to force the bases loaded after a Mason Wynn solo homer. And then they just started working on the Pirates. Got the bases loaded, base hit, base hit, bases clearing double by Jordan Walker, and suddenly it's 10-5, and the Cardinals won by that count. And Jordan Walker is a killer, man. I mean, he's starting to really come into his own. He's recognizing pitches and ripping them. I mean, he's waiting on a fastball. He's looking for the breaking ball. He's getting comfortable, and this is what happens when you get opportunities to succeed. The Cardinals, if they are going to be great in 2025 and beyond, have to give their young players pathways to succeed. You can't know what their problems and what their negatives are if you don't play them, if that makes sense. You have to be able to see the whole picture. And Jordan Walker, his sky is, his ceiling is limitless. I mean, I think he can be a great star in this game. He's got ferocious power that is still untapped. Once he starts to hit the ball consistently, that power will be unleashed. We saw that 2 days ago. He hit a ball off the back of the bullpen wall. That's hard to do. I mean, he crushed it. Not many guys on that team can do that. Not any of them, maybe a handful that I can think of. He smoked that thing. So next year, you know, you put Walker out in right field every day. I don't see any reason why you don't play him every single day. And once that starts to happen, I think the Cardinals will find that for others. And I think some of the reason why you've seen players go on and have better careers elsewhere is they got more of an opportunity. The Cardinals, for whatever reason, did not have pathways available for these players that they draft and develop to be great.
Yeah. Well, I saw that his double was 115 miles per hour.
Yeah, it was clocked. The dude kills it. And I love it. He's got a big smile. He's humble. I love the way he talks. I love the way he studies the game. He's so smart, and he really cares about being great. He wants the, you know, you can just tell he puts a lot into the game. He has a great teacher in Willie McGee, and Jordan Walker, you hang on to him, I think, with Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson, Nolan Gorman, they need to really work on. They've seen enough of him to know what his problem is. He strikes out a ton. If they can get him better, especially against lefties, maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel for him. But you know, some of these players, you got to give them opportunities to go and show what they can do. The Cardinals and Kevin Wheeler and I, if I may shamelessly promote, we did a podcast. We've started a YouTube page, and he and I did about 25 minutes yesterday. We went through every position of what that should look like in 25. Right. And Walker certainly was on that list. Alec Burleson, I think, would be the natural first baseman taking over for Paul Goldschmidt. Wheeler says, don't forget about Lucan Baker, who has been killing lefties. Yeah, he favors a Burleson-Baker kind of platoon at first base. I'm not opposed to it, but there's another one. You know, this big 280-pound guy out of Texas, Lucan Baker, all he does is hit home runs down in the minors. All he does is kill lefties down in the minors. Pretty good indication that with some seasoning, he could do that up here. So, you know, it's fun to think about what the future could hold for the Cardinals, as disappointing as this season has been.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, I'm not going to zip past football. I want to get back to that in just a minute. But you do know that we are a little less than a month away from Midnight Madness, right?
Yeah, buddy.
College basketball.
Absolutely. You know, I got a football team now. You know that, right? Indiana's got a team, baby.
They do?
Oh, baby.
They can score.
I went to the Rose Bowl on Saturday and saw them absolutely wreck UCLA.
That's why he wasn't here with us on Monday.
Wreck UCLA. Monday, yeah, I was with family down in San Diego after that. But, yeah, I got myself a football team. And then after that game, we're standing in line for the shuttle to go back to Pasadena downtown, and I watched Kentucky take Georgia to the end.
I didn't see that game, and I didn't even know what the results were. I assumed Kentucky would lose. The fact that that was a one-point game speaks volumes, given the fact that South Carolina handed their rear end to them a week before.
Yeah, you kind of have a football team.
Stoops is good.
You know, that was an embarrassing loss the week before, but they came back and got after it. But Georgia snuck through, and then they dropped in the rankings. But yeah, college basketball. Back to your point, I'm so excited. I think that Missouri is going to be good. I think SLU is going to be very entertaining. I think people will find that out pretty quickly. I've been talking about Josh Schertz since he arrived on the scene at Indiana State. I've been telling people, and lo and behold, he ends up in St. Louis coaching the Billikens. Look out for this guy. They are going to be fun. And finally, Indiana, Kentucky. I mean, eventually we're going to play each other.
Indiana should
be favored to win the Big Ten. Yeah. And I'm so fired up about this team, I can't take it. And I sense that the Kentucky community is really excited about having Mark Pope as the coach. I think it was time to depart from John Calipari. I think you and I both love the guy. I think he's got swagger. I think he's interesting. And at Arkansas, I think it'll be fun and fascinating to watch, but it was time for a change for you.
Yep, I'm with you on that. And Mark Pope is more likely to embrace that home and away game with Indiana than Calipari was.
Yeah, Calipari didn't like that we stormed the floor and beat them in Bloomington. So
I say that out loud.
cheated.
I'm just
hit a three at the buzzer.
I know. A dagger. It was a dagger is what it was.
You're darn right it was. Kentucky will be just fine. And I think, he probably gets this whole NIL situation and they'll be good.
So let's talk Mizzou football.
Okay, you're going to mention Illinois, too.
Yeah, I got better mention Illinois basketball.
But we haven't gotten to that yet.
They have a team.
We're about to get into football.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to talk about that?
How's Vandy? Do you know anything about him this year?
They're okay. They won an early game, then they dropped a couple of their last games. So they're 2-1, but kind of a flimsy 2-1. I think Missouri should be able to handle them. Illinois's got a huge game tomorrow night. They play at Nebraska. I think they're going to lose it. I think Nebraska's pretty good, but I think Illinois has shown a lot already. I mean, they're 3-0, a very nice win over Kansas, but then that win was devalued a little bit because UNLV beat Kansas. I don't know how good Kansas really is. We're going to find out how good Illinois is. I mean, they'll go on a road in a tough environment tomorrow night. That game will be on Fox. Illinois is 24th in the country. Nebraska is 22. Nebraska hosting them tomorrow night, and then Missouri should handle Vanderbilt. And then it starts getting tough for Missouri, but they are loaded with talent, and I think they're a special group. It's going to be a fun college football year. I believe that this NIL, as much as it gets criticized sometimes, it's leveled the playing field. I think there are a lot more teams that think they're in it, and so has this 12-team playoff. Very, very cool.
I'm excited about the playoff. I still remain dubious on NIL. I think it's a bad thing.
Well, we'll discuss it for another day.
Yes, we will. You've got to run.
Always good to see you guys.
Yes.
He's got to walk across.
I know. Much better. Thank you for this much better situation.
All right. Tom Ackerman there, the KMOX sports director. And good to get him in here. Did you have something on your mind about that?
About what?
I saw Scott looking at me about the
Scott only
NIL
cares
comment.
About the Buffalo Bills.
Oh no, I kind of agree with Tom in general that it does level the playing field, and the college football season has been a little bit more exciting because of it, because you see teams that normally aren't competitive being competitive. But I understand your concern about it as well. The 12-team playoff, I don't think there's any argument that that's
no.
Be
I
awesome.
Think that that's a good thing. I just think that you instead of the original intent was to allow people in sports to have a salary of some sort. Like the poor college student gets recruited in. Yeah, he's getting his education for free, but he's from a poor background. Why don't we give him a stipend and let them have a little bit of spending money? And it went from that to it like leapfrogged that idea to the fact that let's let all of the rich alumni chip in money and we'll pay the best players to come here for $1 million a year. And the poor kid you were originally talking about giving $200 a month to didn't get anything because he's not the star of the team.
That's a good point. And did you see what Tennessee's doing? They added a 10% talent fee tax to the tickets. So everybody who's going to the game has to pay 10%, and that money is going to pay to the, for the players.
Tennessee.
Yeah, they're the first ones to do it.
Well,
they're getting
it is
a lot
the volunteer
of criticism.
State.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. You know, Scott, that's my favorite joke as a Kentucky fan. Why there are no prostitutes in the state of Tennessee.
Go ahead.
They're all volunteers.
No!
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.